Hello.
Hello, Cindy. How are you?
I'm good.
Sheldon speaking.
Except for the frustrating stuff that always happens to me.
It's okay. It's okay. No problems at all. Okay. So, I think maybe there's a chance that you may have saved it with another name and attached the file that I sent to you.
I wonder.
Yeah, that
Did
could
I?
happen because this is blank.
Hang in there. I'm gonna. There it is.
Take your time, it's okay.
Trying to get back in there. Where are we? All right. Attach from recent emails. That's what I've clicked. So I must have, that must not be the one I should do.
You have to find it from your system. You can just, like drag and drop. That would also work.
What did I? Well, hold on. I got to get back in there, and I have no idea what I'm doing, so hang on a minute.
No
Takes
problem.
me a few minutes to make it work.
No problem. Take your time. I'm here.
Well, all I want to do is get back in there so I can send it. Don't do this. Man, all right. Okay. No, get out of there. I don't want that.
Let me help you out here, okay?
Okay.
Let's see. So as save. Documents open. Okay, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna make things easier for you. And you can just tell me, okay? You can just tell me the answers to the questions and I'll type them down on my end, okay?
Okay.
That's Cindy David. Okay, can you confirm your full name once?
Cindy, CINDY, Lou, LOU, David's, DAVIDS.
Perfect. Okay. So that comes here. Centered that. Okay. The author's name. The book title being Sins to Bear, right?
The sins
The
to
Sins to
bear.
Bear, yeah. The Sins to Bear. Okay.
I
Total
just put
page count.
400 plus
Yeah, okay,
because
perfect.
that's how much it ended up. I think it was 489 pages or something like
Yeah.
that.
Book category is murder mystery.
Yes. I call it a suspense thriller murder mystery because that's what it is.
Okay.
I've been told my style is a lot like Alfred Hitchcock. I
Ooh.
get that all the time from everybody.
So, well, suspense, thriller, murder mystery it is. Okay, so guide me through. Please tell us a little about your book.
All right. Now, what I put there, how did I get it up to the...
Wait, did you find the document you already typed out? Did you find it?
Not yet. I think I did. I think I finally got it.
Okay, I have an idea for you. Okay.
No.
Yeah,
I don't.
There's a way you can quickly find it. Okay.
I missed it.
Okay.
Shoot. All right.
Wait. Go into the...
What I put in there was...
Sorry. Talk.
All right. No, go ahead.
I think I can help you find your document. Okay.
All right.
On the, taskbar, do you see a folder?
A what?
A folder. Like a yellow box with a small blue box.
And where is that?
Lower left of the screen, near the start button.
In the email?
No, not in the email. On the taskbar at the most bottom of your screen.
Oh, the task. Yes, I see it.
Yeah, click on it.
Okay.
You should see a pop-up on the left. Left of that window, top left, you should see quick access.
I'm looking. There it is.
Quick access. Click on that. And in there, you would see frequent folders and recent files. Do you see them?
There it is. I see them.
Yeah, in recent files, you should be able to spot notebook writing, book editing services. The first file that pops up there is probably the file you're looking for.
I found it.
Is it the one you edited?
I'm trying to figure that.
Hopefully, you
open
be
it up. Do I double click?
Yeah, double click. Yeah.
There it is. Yep, it's the one I got done.
Okay, now you know where to find it. Okay, so when you actually, you can just drag and drop from here into your, mail and send it to me. It will reduce the hassle for you. So in quick access, you find whatever files you opened most recently, 20 of your recent open files, okay? You'll find them in order, always in quick access, okay?
Okay.
So if you ever lost, you don't know where your files went, and you open one of them, hit quick access, and you'll see.
Okay. There we go. I was looking for
cool.
The send. All right.
So you're mailing it?
Now, which on the list do I click?
Which one did you open?
The OneDrive, and it's the GNOME Book Writing Book Editing Services. That's the one that has the filled out one.
Yeah, just drag and drop.
There we go. I don't believe I did it. Oh.
What happened?
Well, I got a What I got to do is be able to get that email out there. There we go. Now, but the trouble is,
everything okay?
Yeah, I'm just trying to coordinate it so I can There we go.
If you want to
have two windows simultaneously,
Cindy.
Yeah?
Let me tell you a trick. If you want to open two, like have two windows on your screen at the same time,
yes.
It's an easy way to do it. Okay. You have the pop-up in front of you, right?
Yes.
Okay, on the top of that window, okay, topmost of that window, place your cursor on the topmost of that window, okay?
On which window?
Any window. It's fine. Let's see. On
okay.
Where's your Yahoo open? Where's your Yahoo open? On the browser?
On where is it open? On the...
Are you in your mail?
Yes.
Okay. On the mail window.
Well, I'm going between the mail and where I have the.
Yeah, on the mail window, the window you see your mail's on, right?
I gotta. There we go. All right, I'm back in my email.
Okay. So a trick to opening two files together is, on this window. Go to the top, place your cursor on the top of this window. Could you place it?
Okay.
Top center, okay?
Top center, okay.
Okay, now left click, hold your left click on it, okay?
Hold my left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And drag it to the leftmost of your screen. You should see a small bubble, then
hold on.
Drag it, just
there
click.
We go.
Hold the click and just drag it to the corner of the screen.
Okay.
Did you do it? Did it make like a square around it?
I'm not sure what you mean, but.
Take your cursor fully across the edge. Did you do it?
Yes.
Then let it go?
Yes.
So the screen is now fitted on half of it, right?
Yes.
And on the other side, you see different options?
Well, that's open in a different window.
Yeah. You should see File Explorer somewhere. In one of those options. On the right-hand side of the screen, you should probably
I hear it. I see it. Yeah, that's what's open is the File Explorer.
Yeah, just click it, and then you'll see both of the windows side by side.
And then I can do with that. I see them now, side by side.
Yeah, much easier?
Yes, because now I don't have to let go of one to get the other in there.
Yeah. Now you can drag and drop pretty easily.
It says, message cannot be saved as draft.
Message cannot be saved as draft?
That's what it's saying.
You can just discard it and just, share a new one. Sometimes it happens.
Okay. There. All right. Do I left or right click on the...
On what?
Document I've got done, filled out.
You just hold your left click on it and drag it to your email.
Same thing. Message cannot be saved as draft.
Hmm. Okay.
I saved it.
Yes, you have. Okay.
Maybe I did save it as a draft. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
So what do I do?
It's fine. Okay, message cannot be saved as draft. I actually don't use Yahoo, but I think... Okay, open your mail. Just open your mail, and do you see the option to attach a file, like the attachment button?
Yes. And I click that.
You click that. Right?
Attachment.
Pop-up window opened.
Gosh. Share files from Dropbox, share files from Google Drive, share attach files from recent emails, attach files from...
Probably attach file from this computer or something like that.
All right, I'll try that. Just let me... Just does it.
There's an option to attach files from this computer, something similar.
Okay. Hold on. I got to get the right one first. There it is. This file is... Well, what do I have to do then?
What? This file is too large?
Hang in there.
Yeah. All
right. If that works. Now. All right.
Got it?
Oh, God bless you. Oh, just one more. I forgot about that one being open. There. Now, let's see. Hey, I think I did it. Woohoo!
Congratulations.
All right, now, let me send it. Oops, I got it in the wrong spot. Shoot. What a brat. Well, that's all right. I'm going to leave it there because it should get to you. Okay?
Let's see. I have my mail open. I'm looking at it now. As soon as it arrives, I'll let you know.
Don't do that.
What happened?
Again.
What happened?
Sent me to a different... Hang in there. Where are you at? There. Now, I'm sending it. There, your message has been sent.
Perfect.
Now, there might be a few on there because I'm too scared to erase any of them for fear I'm going to lose them all. So.
Okay, Cindy, you sent the mail, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. It's 4-4. Okay.
Uh-oh.